Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Convention Center in Duluth, Georgia, it's the Gwinnett Chamber Business Expo and Job Fair. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Afternoon, everybody. This is Stephen Julian with Gwinnett Business Radio, Business Radio X. The other voice you heard was one of our guests. I won't call them out. I'll decide if they want to say it. But we are welcomed by, or we are joined by Gabe Meacham and Patrick Scott
from
Ringer Consulting. Welcome, gentlemen.
How's it going?
How are you?
Great, great, great. First question, the easiest question. Tell me about Ringer Consulting. Tell me what you guys do.
Well, Ringer Consulting Group, we are a custom web development shop. We focus on mainly custom development, people that don't like templates, don't like anything to do with templates. And then we also do custom software development. Anything that has to do with a database, we love it. We've been with the Joomla project for 6.5 years, and that's another one of our mainstays. So we're just a bunch of nerds, hang out in an office and get code done.
Patrick, is there a size business that's too small or a size business that's too large for Ringer Consulting to be able to help?
I don't think so. The real reach here is the custom side of everything, being able to get what you want on a website. You know, you're not going to get a cookie-cutter thing here. You know, if you want that, you can go to many other services for $59.95. This is much more custom to what fit exactly what it is that you want to do. It goes past the web. It goes into software for your company. It's designed around exactly what you're looking to do.
Right.
So if I'm a small business owner, and somebody listening can decide what size they are, what's it going to look like when I start? Where do I start the process with you guys? How long does it take? And what should be my expectations about the process?
Well, if you're brand new, then basically we're gonna come in. We're going to learn a little bit more about your business. We're going to really figure out what makes your brand tick. And then kind of figure out who is the best customer. And what's the best way to relay your message to that customer? And again, we work with a lot of small businesses, so sometimes that's as easy as a simple splash page that we put up for somebody. And we partner with that business to grow it over time rather than, I mean, we've seen tons of businesses, the first thing they say is, you need to spend all your budget this year on this, and that'll solve all your problems.
Right.
We flip that on its head and say, you know what, we're going to tackle a little bit at a time, and we're going to not hurt your cash flow and grow with you as you grow.
So, Patrick, to prove that I can listen well, I'm hearing custom a lot, and obviously that's a huge buzzword, and I've heard templates and stuff, so obviously your industry is kind of filled with a lot of that stuff. So let me ask this question of you, Patrick. Can you give a quick example of a particular client that you guys were able to help in a custom way, and they've been able to see some real good results from what you did?
Well, I'm going to jump in on this.
Oh, man. Okay, Gabe. Sorry, Patrick. I'll give you another question. Go ahead.
Maybe one of them would be about 7 years ago, I met a business called FurMob, and at the time it wasn't FurMob. It was just a small distributor of importing French furniture. And we worked with them, and we built them out. You know, their budget limited to them what they could do. So we built them out a solution that fit that budget. And then, you know, that worked so well, and we worked hand-to-hand with them. And, you know, we're in constant communication with them, thinking about different marketing things that we can do and stuff like that. You know, 2 years later, they came back to us, and they said, you know what, with the amount of money that we put into this, I mean, we've gotten tons of results. And they said, we want to go to the next level. We want to do something a little bit better. And, you know, we built that site, another site for them, using most of the components that we used on the first custom site, right? And, you know, we built it out a little bit bigger, beefier. But one of the things that we did is we added the distributor application side of it, and we custom created them almost like an ordering process. But what happened that was so great about it is basically the company that they were buying from in France liked the system so much they forced all the other distributors to then go through that company. So then they were named, you know, FurMob USA. So
nice.
It's a really good test story of how, you know, you get in, you work with a small company where they're at, and
nice.
You don't try to harm them in the process, and you hold their hand. I mean, they've been customer of ours consistently for the last 8 years now.
Next to last question, I understand, I heard this before we got on the air, you guys are kind of launching something new, a show? Somebody tell me a little bit
of a reality show.
Tell me about it.
Our show is 101 No. You can find us at 101no.com, which is another project, custom website done by Ringer here. And just to back up on Firmob, I believe it's firmobusa.com,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
Firmobusa.
You can check that out and see some of the things. But
I
yeah,
bet it's a good website.
It's a mighty fine website. It does many, many things. But 101no.com, and it's a reality show geared towards the new entrepreneur. There's a many, many big groups of people that are coming out of high school and going into college, and they're not wanting the corporate life, and they really don't know how to deal with rejection. And we're, in a reality sense and in a reality way, we're going through the mess for them on camera so they can watch us fail, essentially. Yeah. We're cold calling. We're doing all the things that you have to do to get business. We're at a chamber now. We're getting yelled at by half the people here.
And we're just doing an interview. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
We got the camera out here today. But you know, video is paramount, and it's becoming the future. You know, and so we have put ourselves in the limelight and in trouble and right in front of the rejection to try and teach these guys coming out and girls coming out of the schools. And it, look, you're going to have to go through some of this stuff.
Absolutely.
And we're not there. We're not just there to entertain. We're also there to educate. And you can kind of learn alongside of us. We've got some mentors that we're working with, like some really serious authors that are teaching us along the way as we go into every business.
Absolutely. And one of the big things is, you know, we believe that a lot of people have great ideas for a business, but, you know, unless you're a seasoned salesperson, you just don't understand that 97% of the people you talk to, they're gonna say no. And you know, it's nothing wrong with that business for saying no. There's always great reasons and justifications and stuff like that. But most young entrepreneurs, they think their idea is bad after like the 10th no.
Right.
And that's kind of what we're trying to show people is, look, it doesn't matter how great your idea is. It might take you half a year of no's to get to that one person that made it all worthwhile.
Yeah. Failure has a tendency to come up right before success.
Exactly.
We've been speaking with Gabe Meacham and Patrick Scott of Ringer Consulting. Guys, for the business owners, for the young entrepreneurs, for people who want to get a hold of you guys, either for the project or for the business, give us the contact information.
Well, I'll tell you what, the best thing to do is hit up our website. It's hirearinger.com, or give us a call, 404-369-0009.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Perfect.